You're listening to Yo Bro Games Podcast Network. Thank you for listening, gamers. Welcome to Yo Bro Games for March 12th. Today I'll be talking a couple of subjects about gaming for the week. First, the big one is NVIDIA purchasing Edge AI Physics. The great news for people that have the GeForce 8 cards is that it will be a software update to your video card, and you will have the full physics card benefits in your current NVIDIA card. So that kind of takes a little of the soreness away from the cost you paid for the card. I'm kind of excited about this. I hope it helps PC gaming. We're seeing now a lot of the websites and stuff, and a lot of discussion is that PC gaming possibly could be dying soon. Part of that is because of the high cost of video cards and stuff. All you have to do is look at your local store on the internet, and just for a video card you can be spending up to $800, and if you get only one of those cards, you still won't get the full potential of a new game like Crysis. So as a PC gamer myself, it's pretty frustrating, the additional cost and what that is doing to affect the PC gaming. Also, Vista being not a very good upgrade has kind of turned people off to the PC gaming. And a lot of people, again, cannot be spending the money to updating their rig all the time, their PC gaming system, to play the latest games. It's just not cost efficient. So sincerely, when we're looking at $4 gas. Another thing I wanted to discuss is the sadness of being a PS3 owner, and I do have an older HD TV that only does the 1080i and does not have the 720p. There's a lot of us out there, and the sad thing is they still have not been able to get our upscaling going for some of the games. I hope someday this will be fixed. It's an issue that should have been thought of before the machine came out in the first place. Another news for Wii owners. There's a release date for Wii Mario Kart, which I heard will come with two of the plastic steering wheels that you can put your Wii controllers in. And so that sounds kind of neat. That'll be released April 27th in the States. Another thing I wanted to mention, Smash Brothers, that was released over last weekend, and a lot of people stayed at midnight, and I've been asking around, and this information is not getting out very much. I don't know if that's intentional or not, but it is a double density disc, is in a situation where some of the players will not read it. The reason is if the lens of the Wii is any bit dirty, it will not read these discs. Just thought it'd be an issue to bring out there. And that's about it for gaming for this week. It's kind of quiet at the moment. I'm still excited about Spore coming out. I'm also interested in seeing how PC gaming is going to stay alive. Also, news of Gears of War 2 coming out, which will have chainsaw to chainsaw battles. So hopefully the gaming keeps continuing. We're making PC gaming and console gaming both stay alive. Next week, I'll be back to discuss some new subjects. Have a good day.